It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just exactly like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? How are you? Do you know what that is? Straws. Do you like vanilla or chocolate milkshake? So do I. That's where I've been. Just had a milkshake, the drugstore. And I got an extra pair of straws. You know what that is? A V. And that's an I. And I think I'll go to the kitchen and take the straws and make some bubbles. I saw Mrs. Rubin along the way, too. She said she was going to come by and have something for us to do today, too. Just some plain water for bubbles, okay? Put a little soap in. That'll make a lot. See you? Now do two straws. With you. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Together's the way I like the best. I like to be with you. I like the things you explain to me, the things you show me to do. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Oh, some days it's good to play alone, but sometimes I get bored. There's just so much you can do yourself with a ball or a doll or a sword. But whenever I hear you've got some time and want me to be with you, I wonder how you knew. 'Cause that's what I wanted to. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. There's somebody at the back door. Together and stay, let's go. Come in. Hi, Mrs. Rubin. I've been expecting you.
Well, I can see you've been expecting me.
Let's be together today. You know my friends, Mrs. Rubin, don't you?
Yes, I do.
What do you have?
Well, let's see if you can guess.
Looks like a dog on his back with all four legs up. Now it looks like him standing up.
Or it could just be a design.
Yes, who made it?
It was made by a 4-year-old girl, and she was blowing through a straw like this?
Oh, I was making bubbles with straws just a little while ago.
And there was ink on the paper, and that's all there is to it.
Great.
Of course, sometimes when a blowing reminds you of something, you can add something else to the picture, like this
little
girl did.
So they drew something over there.
Hmm? Right. This looked like a sun, and it reminded her of an animal in the sun. And, of course, you can put light colors on dark paper or dark colors on light paper, whatever you want.
But you need dark and light to be able to see the difference, don't you?
Well, here's one by a six-year-old which has some dark and some light.
Beautiful. Gee, they look like lovely trees out in the woods.
You know, the more you do something like this, the more you begin to be able to make the paint or the ink do just what you want it to do. And, of course, your paper can be as big as you want it to
be. Sure.
Providing you have newspaper underneath.
Are we going to be able to do so? Oh, that's a pretty one.
Isn't that interesting? I wonder if you can guess how that was done.
I don't know. Would it like that?
Right. Instead of blowing, the six-year-old girl used the straw as a tool and just pushed the paint around.
Gee, that's pretty.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to try some?
Yes, ma'am, I would.
I thought you would.
Should I use my own straws or special ones?
Any straw is fine. And you need a sort of slippery, smooth sort of paper so that the ink or the paint doesn't get absorbed too easily.
Like shelf paper?
Like shelf paper or shirt cardboard or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to use that?
I would.
And I'll use the shelf paper. Okay, and of course you can use paint or ink.
What if you don't have paint or ink?
Do you have some food coloring?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can use that.
I'll just use my own food coloring now.
Okay, go ahead. And while you're doing
you
that, I think I'll use some ink. Because if you use paint, you have to remember to thin it. It's down enough so that you can blow it easily. And I'll just drop some on the paper.
And then you just use the straw. Well, you've got to have a lot of paper around, don't you?
You've got to have a lot of paper because very often you blow right off the edge. And it's fun to learn how to make the paint or the ink go just where you want it to go. But you have to experiment.
I think I'll have to get that.
Yeah, the lower you are, the better it works. Whew. It does make you kind of tired, doesn't it?
Well, it makes you almost dizzy if
yes.
you blow too hard.
You have to wait and take pauses in between.
What else can help? This is a real long straw.
Well, actually, if you have a shorter straw, I don't know, I think we might have some shorter straws here. That would make it a
you
little
have
bit
one?
Easier. Yes.
Thank you. Mm, a little closer here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
One of the best parts is being able to turn the paper.
I guess you could even make it go like that.
Oh, sure. The thing that I like is feeling like I'm the one who decides which way it drips.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you're painting, it drips when you don't want it to.
Nice.
But when you're blowing or dripping on purpose, it's your idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll add another color. Something lighter.
Go, little drop. Ooh. Should have a big person with you when you do this. Shouldn't you at first?
I think so. And besides which, most big people like to do it too.
You bet we do.
Speaking from personal experience. Fun to turn your paper around and decide if it reminds you of anything.
Oh, yours is pretty.
Does that make you think of anything?
Mm-hmm. Design.
A design.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think of branches. Branches of trees against the sky. And remember what those children did with the straw? That one little girl?
Yeah.
She used it just to draw with.
Does that look like a lightning bug to you? I mean, if that would just light up right in there. Flyering. That's fun.
Well, I'm glad you've enjoyed it. But, you know, I promised some of the children in the neighborhood that I would come and help them with their blowing.
Oh, good. Well, they'll have a good time.
So if you don't mind, I'm going to take my equipment.
You need my little straw?
Well, I was wondering if I could borrow your little straw and if I could borrow your food color.
Sure.
Because I think that's a wonderful idea.
Have the food color.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mrs. Rubin.
And
I guess your friends will want these back, won't they? Somehow you always like what you've done.
Well, it's so much fun to feel like you've done something yourself.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's be together today. What do you think of? Why don't we just use our straw for the telescope today, okay? See what's going on in the neighborhood of Make... Trolley. We were just using a straw. Oh. A letter from the thank you trolley. See what it said. Please come right away to the D room of the castle. There's a special treat here. And it's signed Lady Aberlin. Oh, trolley, would you take us? Let's go to the D room of the castle, okay? See what's going on there.
Meow is so exciting, meow, meow, meow.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us, why did you get us here, Lady Aberlin?
Well, this dancer is so fine that I just knew Uncle Friday would love him, and I wanted you to see him.
Et nous aussi, mademoiselle, nous aussi.
Ah, oui.
Très
yes.
Bien.
Oh, all of you.
Well, what kind of dancing does he do?
Well, I don't know how to describe it, Daniel. You'll have to see.
Is it so different, you mean?
There's only one like him in the world, I think.
Oh, my. Oh, yes. It looks like the king's coming now.
Oh.
Lady Aberlin, assembled guests, whom do you have to entertain me today?
Your Majesty, Great Uncle Friday.
Yes?
We have a very rare treat for you today.
Oh?
Yes.
Yes, what it might be?
Well, we have with us in the castle one of the world's foremost interpreters of the dance.
Interpreters of the dance?
Yes.
I shall be pleased to meet this gentleman.
Grand. Uncle Friday, assembled guests, Paul Draper will dance for you now.
Thank you. Wonderful, wasn't it?
Very nice of you.
Oh,
very nice of
superb,
you.
Mr. Draper. What a pleasure to meet you here in my castle.
Thank you very much indeed. It's exceedingly nice to meet you, too.
Oh, thank you. Lady Evelyn, you have done a fine presentation for my pleasure today.
Thank you, Uncle Friday. I
would like to meet
Henrietta
some
Pussycat.
Of the other people in the court. Might I, please?
Yeah.
Henrietta Pussycat.
How do you do, Henrietta?
Meow, Mr. Draper. I'm a beautiful meow.
Thank you.
And Daniel Tiger.
Hello, Daniel Tiger.
Hi, Mr. Draper. My goodness, I'm so pleased to see someone dance so beautifully.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Thanks a lot.
And X the Owl.
Hi, Mr. Draper. Boy, do you ever fly neat.
Oh, X the Owl, that's much too kind of you. Thanks. Oh.
And Grandpère.
Grandpère.
Oh, enchanté, Monsieur Draper.
Merci beaucoup, enchanté de faire votre connaissance.
Oh, merci,
aussi,
vous êtes tellement gentil.
Now, Mr. Draper, since so many of my young friends have enjoyed you so much, I would like to ask, how does one begin to be as good as thee?
Well, that's very nice of you to say that. I would say that it starts with love, really.
With love?
Loving it to want to do something with all of your heart.
Yeah.
All of your self.
Yeah.
All of your strength. So you begin like that. You work hard. Sometimes it is the way you'd like it to be, and then sometimes it isn't, and you must start all over again.
That's the way it is with everything, isn't it?
Even with being a king, I suppose.
It is. Sometimes it's the way you'd like it to be, and sometimes it isn't.
You look very, very relaxed, though, and exceedingly strong and very happy yourself.
Sometimes one looks happy outside, when the inside is sometimes different. I would like myself to be able to dance, to be able to express some of those different feelings. I trust you could dance even when you're angry, is that not so?
I might be able to. Are you ever angry? You mean you get angry too sometimes?
I do, Mr. Draper.
I get angry, but
everyone,
not very often. I interrupted you, I believe. Were you going to say something else?
I simply say that everyone has anger at times. It depends how we use our anger that's important.
Would you like to see how I might show some ideas if I were very angry myself?
I would, Mr. Draper.
Well, if you are angry and you'd like to dance about it, it might look something like this.
And you would feel a lot better after that, wouldn't you?
You feel sure of your own self, perhaps, after that, if you've expressed the way you feel inside a little bit. Yes.
Exactly. I'd like to see you dance how you would dance when you're very happy.
Very happy?
Very happy.
I was very happy when you saw me dance before.
I'm sure.
I mean it before the angry numbers, you know, because almost all the time when you dance, you are happy. But especially to, I think, especially to be happy might look a little like...
Superb. Did you ever miss someone, Mr. Draper?
Oh, yes, indeed. I miss all the people I ever meet, I love, and if I am not seeing them, I miss them.
Yes.
And I know very many people. I miss you, Betty, when you're not around. And would you like to... see how that goes?
I'd like to see you dance the way you might miss someone. That someone should return. Rejoice in your presentation, Mr. Draper. I should like to invite you all to my CC room.
CC room? What's that?
That's where we have our cup custard, Mr. Draper.
Oh, I'd love some.
Yes, it's one of my favorite dishes.
I almost never eat it, but I'd like to try it.
Have some of my royal kind, sir. Off this way to my CC room.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come along. Come along, friend. Come along.
Oh, that was a special treat, wasn't it? Gee, I'm glad Lady Aberlin invited us to Paul Draper. He said that it all starts with love. And he's able to dance so beautifully. I bet he's been dancing since he was a little boy. Sure, he was a little boy one time. Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to the CC room for some cup custard. I think I'll just have a little milk. Wonder if they'll have milk with their cup custard. Everybody has feelings. Sure. I'm glad King Friday was able to talk about some of his. Wonder if maybe he might be missing somebody. You know, it was Sarah Saturday who talked about cup custard and even made him some one time. Yeah. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Babies have feelings. Children have feelings. Mothers and fathers. Grandparents. policemen, teachers, everybody has feelings. And it's so good to be able to talk about them and be able to listen to other people's too. I have feelings. I have feelings about leaving you each day when I go from here. But you know, it helps to know that I'm going to see you the next day. Does it help you too to know that we're going to be together tomorrow? Does it? Good. Well, then let's just sing that tomorrow song together. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. If you made one of these drawings, it would be different from anybody's in the whole wide world. Sure. Because you are the only one like you. I like you. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.